Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I had mentioned to Sister Dorsey I would try to continue with the theme of beloved this week. And so when I got to this feast today, I was thinking, why did I say that? Why did I say that? One could, I guess, argue that we see that Jesus is beloved because an angel is sent to warn Joseph to take the baby. And this favor given to Jesus was not given to the other parents, thus making Jesus special and therefore apparently beloved, more loved than the others. Is that what this says? And he gets warned and off they go to Egypt as a family, and they're saved. Meanwhile, the parents who weren't warned, their babies are destroyed. Well, that's a very surface reading of this gospel. First off, we have to remind ourselves that 33 years from now, this whole scene is reproduced for Mary. She's holding her baby and lamenting and crying. So I don't know if we want to go there. It seems to me that the confusion around this reading is a confusion around the difference between special and beloved. Special and beloved. We tend to think, because as people with ever-increasing egos, which want to be special, we are people who want to be special. That's really the goal of our egos, is to be special. So we're always working with that. We want to interpret everything in light of being special. And so a warning from an angel makes us special. A long life makes us special. Gifts make us special. Talents make us special. Looks can make us special. So the ego is quick to look at anything that might make us better than or different than or more talented than anyone else and grasp that and say, look, I'm special. God's made me special. We make it a religious event. God has made me special. And we love it. We love it. Now, this is really just a temptation that everyone has to go through, which is to think that God's about building up our egos. It really seems to me to be the opposite. And yet, this is often how we interpret his blessings and his favors and how he's made us. Now, Jesus had to go through this. The temptations in the desert were really the temptation of Jesus interpreting the gifts that God had given him as God, the powers he had to turn stones into bread, to fall off a building, be caught by angels, or even to rule the whole world, that somehow this would be interpreted by Jesus' ego as, look how special I am. Mom even told me how I was saved when I was born. And all of this could just build up in Jesus' ego a sense of entitlement and power and so forth. And the devil knew it. And so he uses the same tools he uses on us to get Jesus off track and say, this is what makes you special. Jesus sees right through it. He won't cooperate with the devil or with the temptations. And at every turn, he says to the devil, basically, get lost. And then after this temptation experience, he goes to be baptized by John the Baptist. And now the words come. Heavens open up. God speaks from heaven, from the cloud. This is my beloved son. There it is. It's not that he was saved. It's not that he has powers. It's not that he has this. He's lived to 30. It's none of these things. The message that Jesus was beloved came not through any gifts, but came through a voice. Isn't it interesting that the Word of God, Jesus, is confirmed in being beloved by the Word of God? You can really go nuts on that one. Don't think about that one too long. But it's the case. It's that God spoke. This is my beloved Son. Now, what does this all mean for us? I think it means this, that we are beloved. And it's not based on what the ego wants it to be based on. We want to look around and go, oh yes, I'm beloved because I'm a little bit better than my fellow sister next to me or this person out there, or I've lived a little longer than that person, my health's been a little bit better. All the just stupid stuff that the ego grabs onto to say we're special, therefore we're beloved. No, that's crazy. We're beloved because God has said we're beloved. I love you. That's it. That's it. Jesus heard that. He didn't need to be special. The Pharisees needed to be special. They needed all the marks and signs of being special. But Jesus didn't. He was loved. Whether the crowds were claiming him or whether they were trying to crucify him, he was loved. He moved beyond the needs of the ego to be special. Were these babies that were killed today special? Well, I don't know if their egos even had time to develop much. 2 or under, did they even know their names? Barely. Yet alone any sense of being special or... Were they beloved? Absolutely. Absolutely. The gifts that God gives us is for His mission. Not for our self-esteem, if you want, or our self-adulation. They're for the mission. Our mission, our part of Christ's mission, might be quite hidden. It might be quite public. It doesn't matter. It matters to the ego. It doesn't matter to the soul. Soul is loved, which means we're loved. If we don't grasp that difference between being loved and being special, I don't know how we can really honor the holy innocents today. We probably disgrace them in some ways because they didn't have time to develop big egos that were special. But they were so instrumental in the mission of God to save the world that the church has given them this feast day, declared them all saints and martyrs, and honors them. We're beloved. We're the beloved. You don't have to look any further than that. It's just as a fact. And whether we believe it or not, it doesn't change. He loves us. May God be blessed.